WalesWithoutBorders.info, October 31st, 2014, Column 3. This article is about using drones to sample humpback whale blowhole mucus to measure their health. Drones have been sent to hover just a few meters above migrating humpback whales off the southeast coast of Queensland to help with a study into the giant mammal's health. Griffith University professor, researcher, Dr. Mayanecki, used the remote-controlled aircraft to capture DNA from the blow holes of humpbacks. He is trying to establish whether the increase in whale population is placing pressure on the species. About 19,000 humpback whales leave the Antarctic's cold waters annually and migrate up Australia's east coast. But Mayanecki said the research into the marine mammal behavior has been limited. In June, he launched a pilot study to examine humpback health. Using a drone to hover above the whales, he collected the mucus in a petri dish for lab analysis. He said whales took a breath every 3 or 4 minutes, so timing was critical. We wait for a second breath, and so they come up for a second time, and that's when we usually try to get the whale blow sample, he said. An estimated 40,000 humpbacks once migrated to Queensland's warm waters, but commercial hunting reduced the population to fewer than 500. Whaling ended in the early 1960s, and since then the population has steadily grown to almost 20,000. Dr. Mayanecki said he suspects the increased numbers, coupled with temperature changes and decreasing krill stocks, were affecting the humpback's immune system. Hopefully some of these new samples will give us some data on figuring out the health of these whales. You can read more about this on whaleswithoutborders.info/drone-sample-humpback-whale-blow-hole-mucus. Check it out. This is some new science that's going to be real interesting.